Good morning. I was thinking today about all of the social distancing our society is now pressed into, not just our society, but the whole world. And you go outside, and if you're not wearing a mask, you can only see the eyes of others who are wearing masks, but they look at you askance, like, where's your mask? And if you're with a family member and you're not 6 feet apart, they want to know, why are you so close to that person you're with? You can feel it and see it in their expressions. There's a kind of a judgment that happens if you're not complying with social distancing. Well, I want to talk this morning about a woman who was forced into social distancing because she had a hemorrhage. She had an issue of blood that had been happening for 12 years. And we hear about her story in Luke chapter 8, verses 42 through 48. And we also can see that this story is in Mark chapter 5. And in Matthew chapter 9. And when you put all the Gospels together, you get a pretty interesting, detailed story. But I want to start with Luke 8, and then I'll add some details from Mark and from Matthew. First, let's give you a little bit of background as well. Earlier, Jesus had healed the man with the demon, or the many demons, and they went into the pigs. And, of course, I have a joke that's old by now, but it's called How That Became Deviled Ham. And anyway, the pigs went over the side of the cliff, and the people begged Jesus to leave from there. So he got into the boat, and he went back to probably Capernaum. And there's a crowd who's wanting him to come ashore and be with them, because they knew he was a healer, and he had that reputation. And in that crowd was a man called Jairus, and Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell at Jesus' feet because he wanted Jesus to come with him to heal his only daughter, who was 12 years of age, because she was dying. So Jesus agreed to go with him, and as he's going, here's what we have. Let's start with verse 43. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive the power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him and declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." We're told in Mark chapter 5 that she had endured much and spent all she had had trying to be cured with the doctors of her day, but she'd only grown worse. And in Matthew 9, we're told that she came up behind Jesus, and we're told that specifically she wanted to touch the fringe of his garment. Now, this is significant because the fringe of his garment is where the tassels that Numbers chapter 15 describe are to be on the clothing of every adult male. And these tassels are made in such a way that they represent the law. It's quite a study if you want to do a study on it. But we know from Matthew 14, starting with verse 34, that people believed if they could just touch the corner of the garment, it's called the kanuf of Jesus' garment, they would be healed. And it was the corners of the garment where the tassels were. And we know there's also a prophecy in Malachi 4:2, which is the last book before Matthew, the last book of the Old Testament, that says, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And that word for wings is kanuf, which is the corner of the garment, which is where the tassels were. So this woman wanted to touch the corner of his garment because he had a reputation of that being the place where people would touch and be healed. And also, there is that Old Testament scripture that prophesies that the Messiah will have healing in his wings. So she probably knew about that passage as well. The thing is Leviticus 15 says that a woman with an issue of blood is unclean. And so we know from that passage that anyone who she touched or who touched her would also be unclean. And this is why the woman, out of desperation and fear and trembling, climbed through that crowd to touch the hem of his garment. And in faith, she knew she would be healed, and she thought she could just kind of slink away. But Jesus felt that come out of her, him, when she touched him. When she touched the hem of his garment, he felt the power go out of him. And he said, who touched me? And Peter says, what do you mean, who touched you? This crowd is pressing all around. In fact, it says that they were pressing so hard that it was almost a choking feeling, because the same word is used as in the parable of where the thorns are choking out the good seed. And so we know that the crowd was pressing in, and so Peter's like, this is incredulous. Why would you say, who touched me? They're all touching you. And plus, I'm your bodyguard. Are you saying I'm falling down on my duty? And he says, no, I felt the power go out of me. And that's when the woman decided to admit it was her. And she was afraid, because once she admitted why she touched the hem of his garment, everybody in the crowd and Jesus would have to consider themselves unclean, because she touched them in the state of her uncleanliness, according to Leviticus 15. But Jesus did not shame her. He praised her for her great faith. Now, what does this have to do with us today? Well, I will say this. I feel like everybody is acting like everybody is unclean. Like there's nobody that is free from that concern. If you're healthy, you might be a carrier of this virus. If you're not healthy, you might have the virus, and we don't know until you're tested. And so in a sense, you go outside, you go out into the public, and everybody's going to be concerned that you might be carrying something that will make them unclean. And there's this thing that we call social distancing that's really causing social isolation. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be happening right now, because nobody knows how to get this virus under control, although we think maybe it's starting to happen. I pray it is. But in the midst of all this, I want to tell you there's one person and one relationship that you will never have a social distance or social isolation from, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. You and I can always touch the hem of his garment, no matter what. And if we go out into the public, I would encourage you to, in your heart and your mind, take with you this passage in your heart and know that you can reach out and touch that tassel of his garment at any point. We're told in Hebrews that we come to the throne of grace boldly. This woman, she came to the tassels with timidity. But Jesus knew that his ministry and his mission was to make it so that we had free access to him and to God because of what he was going to do for us on the cross. And because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we come to the throne of grace boldly. And we can touch the hem of his garment. And we can know that the power will go out of him on our behalf. And it'll be the power of love and the power of his goodness. I heard a song last week that really touched me, and I've heard it so many times before, but the words of that song just sort of started to ring true to me as I listened, and it's called I Believe by Big Daddy Weave. So I've asked Angela to attach a link to that song, and I encourage you to listen to that song now and just know that you can go out into this world and there's one person that you will be very, very close to at all times, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. And through him, we are now close to each other as well. God bless you.